The day has come, the hour has come, and it is already 10:20, so I think this weekend will go past fairly quickly. We'll have memories of it. Brother Adolf will make sure we have some photos to remember. I'd like to greet you from our Hollywood church. It's a pleasure to host this conference, and we're pleased with the speakers that are here. We have representatives from PCSBA leadership. Brother Bugriov, we welcome you here. Zhenya, we greet you here, and everybody else that has come here today. It's Dima back there. We look forward to the word from the Lord that God has put in your heart for all of us here today. I trust you're all ready to hear God's word, that you've been anticipating hearing from the word today, from the Lord, what the Lord has to say to you individually today as you live your Christian life, that you would be built up and encouraged as a result of that. Before we pray, I'd like to read just a short passage from Scripture and leave you a couple of thoughts for your meditation later on. I'll read two texts. The first text will be from Galatians, since that's kind of the theme here. And then a couple of words from Ephesians. Paul wrote both of these epistles, and the first one to the epistle of the Galatians, Paul writes in chapter 1, verse 3. Paul writes, "Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins so that he might deliver us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen." And to the church of the Ephesians, or Ephesus, chapter 6, beginning with verse 10, Paul says, "In the end, finally, my brothers," after everything he's written in the previous five chapters, he says, "be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on or dress yourselves in the whole, the complete armor of God, so that you would be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this age, and also against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. And so put on or take up the whole armor of God, so that you would be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded up your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Also take the helmet of salvation, as well as the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." When I first heard about the theme of the conference in Russian, it's Christianskaya Pobeda. I said, well, that's a very interesting theme. And then when I saw the translation into English, the English translation is Christian Liberty. So how do you reconcile liberty and victory, or victory in Russian and liberty in English? Well, they're interrelated, obviously. You have liberty after you have been set free, and that is the reason why Jesus Christ came. Writing to the Galatians, Paul says, "Grace to you and peace." Grace is what Jesus Christ has done. Grace is the gift that he gives to us and he presents to us. And the result of the grace that God provides for us is that we find peace with God. We have been reconciled with God. The grace and the peace we have, they are a gift from God the Father through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself. And notice this expression here. It says, so that we would be delivered. Delivery is another word that is related to liberty and victory. God sent his Son Jesus Christ so that we would be delivered from this present evil age. And this is the will of God. This is what God desires. The reason we live here is that God would be glorified in our life and through our life. And that's what Paul is writing about in Galatians. And then in Ephesians, the text we wrote or we read, God gives us the power. He enables us to live this life that He has called us to. God enables and gives us the power to have victory and to have liberty. But notice it is always grounded in what God has done. We have our responsibility. We have the part that we play in all of this. But it is primarily what God has done. And what God has done is an accomplished, it's a finished deed. When Jesus died on the cross, He said, it is finished. It is completed. And so Paul writes about the enabling. And when we put on the armor of God, this is what I want you to take home with you today. I want you to notice the several times here in Ephesians that Paul talks about standing. Your liberty, your victory, it's been given to you by the power of what God has accomplished in your life. So number one, you need to realize that you cannot do it by yourself. It is by the power that God gives you. But secondly, you have your part to do. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture of a battlefield during a civil war, the Battle of Gettysburg or some of the other battles, when there was a thick fog during the battle, when sometimes the opposing sides could not see each other, and they would shoot their artillery and their guns, and all you could see is the smoke, but you could not even see your enemy somewhere nearby. And the picture is in the morning when the night has passed, and as the fog begins to lift, the battlefield is covered with wounded and dead soldiers. But here and there, there's a picture of a standing soldier or a soldier standing at attention. And that is the picture that Paul presents to us here of a victorious Christian life. Is God has given you the power. And everything that Satan throws at you, the fiery darts, that's the artillery that Satan throws your way and he shoots at you. And when it is all done, you are standing. That is the victory that God gives. And so you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You will be able to withstand the temptations that Satan sends your way. And when it's all done, it says, having done all, you will remain standing. And that's just my wish for you today. That's my a short word from the Apostle Paul, from the Lord, to encourage all of you. And then as you take your notes and as you hear from our different speakers throughout this conference, my prayer is that in your life, it would not only be a walk of faith, but when the time comes when you have to stand up for your faith, when the time comes that you have to go through trials, possibly temptations, possibly troublesome times in your life, that you would remain faithful and stand in the liberty to which God has called you with. And so now at the beginning of this conference, let's stand, let's have a word of prayer, and let's ask God Himself to mightily bless His word that will be spoken by His ministers that are here today. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for every single person that's come here today in anticipation of hearing Your word. And as we commit ourselves into Your hands for this whole weekend, we open our hearts and we open our ears to hear the words that You have prepared for us from Your word, to be spoken by the brothers that have spent time preparing these messages for us. We commit them into Your hands also and pray that You would speak through them so that the words they speak would be the words that You desire for us to hear and to know and to believe and then to practice in our life. And my prayer is that every single person here today would be able to incorporate these spiritual truths in their life. And when the hard time comes, and when their liberty is threatened, when their victory is under fire, that You would enable them to utilize this power, that these spiritual truths, that they would truly be men and women of God, and that their lives would be examples of the power of the Holy Spirit working through them. And so we ask that You would begin and that You would lead and that You would end this conference according to Your will, that You would be glorified, because we ask You all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.